Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And we take you directly to the blind of Mike Smith, LADuckHunts.com. And, Mike, are you fully recovered from the hunt with Goosey Geist yesterday? Are your ears healed up?
I tell you what. I think that mallard came out of City Park yesterday.
Yeah, y'all killed a greenhead. I think he brought that with him. He must have brought
it. I think so. I think he had it in his blind bag and threw him up in the air or something, you know?
Well, you've been doing phenomenal down there. Recap the week and then what's going on this morning.
The first week was fantastic. That front came through. Bye-bye, Ducks.
Uh-oh. Pushed them out, huh?
Yeah, it pushed the blue wings out. We and then the Northwester pushed the water out. So Everybody who was complaining the first week, too much water, said, yeah, you're not going to complain when the Northwester comes.
Yeah.
We had to move to my furthest lease, the only place that has water, but it don't have as many birds. Hold on. Oh, never mind. But, yeah, the water's slick as glass right now, and we got a few shots. That's about it.
Well, yeah, a good change, and we got the wind's going to be switching around. It's going to be out of the south and southeast by tomorrow, so the water should return.
Oh, that's perfect. The best – everybody thinks north winds, cold weather is best. The best weather for Delacroix Island, 70 degrees, good southeast wind.
Yeah, really. I think most Louisiana, that's true. That holds true for most of the state.
That's what they want in Hackberry in southwest Louisiana, southeast winds.
Yeah.
But, these north winds, they take a strong north wind. Those birds will take advantage of it and head south.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear the blue wings left because, boy, that was making up so much of the bags. Once they're gone, then you're on the big ducks, and hopefully the next front will push some in.
Yeah, we've been killing a bunch of green wings. So the green wings came down. They're in big flocks. And 2 days ago, we got into some gray ducks and widgeon.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving around different places wherever has water. I couldn't go to where I was yesterday because it's all mud.
Yeah.
But the tide's coming up little by little, so it can only get better.
Yeah, well, you know, the birds will move back in. And, that surprised me when y'all killed a greenhead. You know, it used to be common to kill mallards in Louisiana, South Louisiana, but it's been a wasteland for mallards. They just don't come down anymore. And was that a single bird
exactly,
or was it in a flock?
A single. I called him and he came about 35 yards over the blind, just as stupid as can be.
He didn't know he was dealing with a five-time duck calling champion and a crack shot like Goosey, you know. Mike, speaking of duck calling, I'm going to bring – when I come down there this week, I'm going to bring this recording that's being sent to me. We got two guys head up, mano-a-mano, Steel Man versus Big Burr. They've also done their call routines, and they want it to be judged, so I'm going to get you to help me judge because you got a lot of experience. But we can't do it in the blind because you know about using electronic calls in the blind. You can't do that.
Yeah. Only for geese after the duck season closes.
In fact, I'm kind of questioning whether these two guys would be a plus or a negative by playing their duck calls while we're out there.
Might bring in some organzas or something.
Yeah. Well, Mike, LADuckHunts.com. If somebody wants to call you, what's the phone number to get in on some of this duck hunting? Before we got plenty of time left in the second and third splits.
504-228-4506.
All right, very good.
It's going to get better. We just need some good weather days.
Yeah, well, again, you got to remember just getting out there and doing it. You know, it's not about the numbers all the time. It's about the experience. And beautiful day like today, when you see some nice colors dropping down in the decoys, doesn't take a whole bunch. Make me happy.
That's it. I got two good guys with me today. If ever you want to hear some good jokes, hunt with them. One of them right. Originally from New York, and the they both live in Florida now.
Okay. Hey, a lot of people have left New York and come down south, I can tell you that, for a lot of reasons. All right, Cap Mike, we'll talk to you, and we'll set up some time and talk about our trip coming up this week.
That'll work. I'll give you a holler.
All righty, there he goes, Mike Smith.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.